Hello and welcome to The Big Chat. We get to speak to people about what inspires them, what drives them, what got them into business, how they found it. And some of these people you might know, some of these people you might not, but there's always a nugget of gold in every conversation I have.
As an instructor, I understand the journey of a class.
Yes.
And as a DJ, it's really hard because the way that DJs want to mix music is they want to keep like a specific BPM, right? Mm-hmm. So the pace kind of stays the same. Whereas as an instructor, we need a journey. You can't have somebody, you know, doing 60 minutes at 126 BPM because you would just die on the bike.
It's also brought the most fascinating new experiences, humans and people into my life, as well as one major thing, and that is the ability to see how I can help and support other people, men and women, in life and business.
You know, I am one of those people, if I do something, I'll do it properly. I'll stick with it.
Yeah.
I'll see it through. And I guess I just, you know, I put myself in the right position. I met the right people and sort of planned my career.
Yeah.
You know?
The Big Chat is all about collaboration and giving people in our towns the time to have their say, their way. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of The Big Chat. I am your host, Coco. You've probably got used to me now. We're running at around 150 episodes. I think we're running at around 150 episodes. And for those of you who've been subscribing and following us, thank you so much for your support. We couldn't do it without you. For all the amazing guests that we've had on, it's been an incredible journey. We seem to have evolved from a business networking platform into a hero's journey for entrepreneurs, business owners, and just generally people that want to express themselves in their best way. And I love hearing those stories. I love listening to people talking about what made them decide to take the path they're taking and to make the decisions to go on different journeys, different directions, whether it be business or life or experience. And that's really what The Big Chat's become. What we've realized is this content is so valuable to you, our audience, but also to the people that we collaborate with that come onto the platform. And what we are now going to be doing is we're going to be offering our guests, we've never done this before, we've always held on to our content and we've always kept our content closely cut to our heart, to The Big Chat, but we're actually going to be inviting you now, when you come onto an episode, to be able to have this content to use on your own platforms. Because the people that are doing really well with this content are the people that are engaging their own audiences. They're using it on their own platforms, they're using it on their own mailers, they're using it on their own websites. There is so much longevity in these stories. Your customers want to hear about you. Your client base wants to know who you are. More than ever now, people buy into people. I'm like Marmite. You can love me or hate me, but you know what? It doesn't matter. There's not one fit for all. And you want to find the people that resonate with you. And I think on The Big Chat, that's what we do. We really dive deep into who the person is behind the brand, or how they've got there, or what struggles they've gone through. We talk to charities about why they're doing what they're doing. We amplify everything that is accessible about all these amazing people that we speak to. And we create it visually, beautifully, whether it's in our studio or whether we come to you and we do that at your offices. We want to do more and more collaborations with you, our audience, in Tunbridge Wells and outside of Tunbridge Wells. So we're looking for mainstream sponsors, but we're also looking at real engagement with our guests and our audience, so that you really do integrate into that. And there are many options of doing that. You can advertise within the episode, you can feature on the episode. There are so many different options, but the main thing that we're doing now is we are releasing our content to you so that you have ownership of that as well. And that's something that we haven't done before, but I think that it should be freely available for everyone to share so that the big chat really does become bigger and bigger and bigger, and it becomes a beast in itself that empowers people, because that's what I believe in truly. We're working with many amazing people. We're already collaborating with Word Up at the Forum, and they run first Wednesday of every month. We're working with Hannah G and Dan, who run Word Up and have done for 10 years, where there's spoken word and poets, and you'll see the first episode of that going out next Friday. And we're also in some talks with some pretty big, well-known, established brands, names, media partners in Tunbridge Wells about more collaborations. So this could really explode, and this could really help uplift and exert your brand. Not only that, for those of you that like the social media content we put out around our Big Chat episodes, we can cut this up and create it into something bespoke for you. The thing that we love at Chatty Hatter and the Big Chat is that one hat does not fit all. We wear many hats, and we love to do something totally bespoke for you. So we can make things exactly as you want it to be, so that it can fit your brand, it can fit your personality, it can fit exactly the audience you want to reach. And I think that's really exciting. I think it's something that's not been offered enough at the moment. And I want content to be readily available for everybody. I think the key to 2023 is collaboration. It's working with people, and it's being open and accessible. And the more that I can do that, and the more that I can empower people to do that, the better. I'm also opening up my coaching program again. I will be coaching and working with people closely for those that either are in the middle of not sure, maybe they're at a junction, at a crossroads where they want to decide if they want to change their career path, or they want to do something different, or they want to address some blockages in their life at the moment. But I will be working on a coaching program where we will work on unblocking those blockages and then mentoring them through helping them facilitate their business. And that will be a 6-week program that I will be rolling out, doing face-to-face, and will also be producing documentation on that so that it runs out as a program that's accessible to you. Power hours, all these things that fit into our communications. You might have seen, so this month, they were kind enough to grace my pink front cover image and talk about all the things that I'm doing and all the wonderful people I'm collaborating with. People like Jamie Cook from SBN. I'm going to be doing yoga there again with them and working with their family. I'm helping with her party, 22nd of April, put it in your diary. We're going to be supporting mental health resources, and we're going to be having some really wild fun. Soapbox we're doing. We're announcing a new event in September that will be going live very soon. Hugh Whittaker, we're doing so much work with charities. There is so much out there in our town that's available, and there are so many more events that we have in our hearts and in our minds where we can help people. We want to get involved. And if you guys have got any ideas, or if any of you entrepreneurs or any of you future Big Chat guests have any ideas for businesses that you want to get us involved in, talk to us, reach out to us. Hello at Chatty Hatter. Hit me up, Coco at Chatty Hatter. Talk to Rachel, Rachel at Chatty Hatter. Any of the team, just get in touch with us, because we want to expand on ideas. Print is an amazing thing, and without print and without beautiful words, there's nothing better than reading a great book or a magazine and seeing something written. And we still have a strong tribe of writers that does that work for us. But the power of digital media is something else now, and we need to move with the times. And that means doing something different, creating different content that stands out for you. And the only way you can stand out is to stand in your power and be authentically who you are. That means keeping your boundaries tight, keeping your circle tight, making sure that you've got the people around you that believe in what you're doing and that are ready to help you project you to that next phase of your life, so that you really do feel fulfilled and happy. I'm working with the West Kent Radio, probably going to be having a show if I cut the grade in the next couple of weeks. So I'll be having a slot where you'll be able to hear me talking on the radio. I'm DJing in Ibiza in May. I'm going to learn to be a DJ. I'm 47 years old. Life does not end at 40 or 30 or 20 or 50 or 60. It's just the beginning. So if you're out there and you're feeling like you want to make some big choices, but maybe you need to have a big chat about it, then hit us up, get in touch with us, work out a way that we can work together with you, and let us help create something that really explodes you out to your audience and supersizes what you do, because there is a superstar in every single one of us. Sometimes you just need a little bit of help finding the gold. And that's something I'm pretty damn good at. So I'm going to end it there. That's the episode for this week. We will be releasing our Word Up episode next week. And then we were taking Good Friday off because, believe it or not, we all need a rest at the Big Chat offices. And then we will be hitting you up with some amazing episodes coming after that. I cannot wait to talk to you about the guests that are coming up. They really are spectacular. So keep watching our socials. Please keep following us. And if you're interested in any sponsorship opportunities, please get in touch with us, because this is something that could really, really not just help your brand, but help our community and help us build something for everyone, so that we have a really strong platform in our town that's interesting and informative, slightly quirky, a bit like myself, but you know what? It's good to be quirky. It's good to be different. It's like, switch it up. Switch up what you're doing. Do something different and just see where it takes you. You might just be surprised. It might just be just what you need. So I think I just wanted to share that with you today. And while we won't be filming this episode, you can listen to my words. And I'm sure you've all seen enough of my face this month. So there'll be a few visuals, but let's face it, if you want to read out more about us, go to So Magazines this month, read about what we're doing, check out all of our stuff underneath the episode that will tell you about all the people that we're collaborating with, and just keep following our socials, Big Chat, Chatty Hatter, Soapbox, all of those channels. We're always telling you about what we're doing and who we're working with. And from me, Coco, I'm just sending you masses of big love and thanks and appreciation and gratitude for being with us on this journey, because I have invested a lot of my time, my effort, my money into this project, and it really is growing into something beautiful, and I couldn't do that without any of your support. So thank you for that, and may it long continue. And I think I'll leave it there.